Call U.S. District Court, Northern District, Illinois, 312-435-6058, Tuesday, January 31st, 2017, 11:56 a.m. Kevin Hall, Ollie Bernstein. Hi, can I talk to one of the law clerks, please?
Sure, what can I help you with?
Okay, I'm just trying to find out, there was an ex parte letter sent in our case, and I was trying to find out why it's not on the docket.
What case is it?
13CV3643. Correct.
What are you looking for?
Oh, there was an ex parte letter sent on October 18, 2016 with a three-ring binder or so in it. To the judge by Adam Simon, the attorney in the case, but it's nowhere on the docket.
But it was filed?
Well, it was sent as a letter to the judge with an attachment of a three-ring binder of pleadings.
Are the pleadings on the docket or no?
Is it what?
Are the pleadings on the docket? Are you just looking for the letter?
Well, I'm looking for the letter in a three-ring binder was sent to the judge. I got...
And none of that is on the docket?
Correct.
Okay, and how do you know it was sent to the judge?
I've got a copy of it. I got a copy of the letter. I didn't get the three-ring binder. And then... then what happened was that, it was delivered via a messenger, by the way.
Okay.
To the court, according to the letter. So I'm trying to figure out, is that common that ex parte letters like that to the judge don't go on the record?
Well, nothing goes on the record unless it's actually filed.
So if you send the judge a letter with a binder, that doesn't go in the record?
Not unless it's filed.
Well, doesn't that constitute filing, sending a letter to the judge with a binder?
No, filings don't go to the judge. They're either done electronically or they're done in the clerk's office.
So a letter to a judge in the case... can be sent there ex parte and never show up on the docket?
Well, my guess is it's never addressed at all, right? Because you're not supposed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that?
No, if there's like a courtesy copy, that would go to the judge, but generally speaking, things aren't sent directly to the judge. They're filed.
Well, actually, the attorney stated that it's part of his... If it is a courtesy copy, would it be part of his rules?
If it's a courtesy copy, that means it was filed. So a courtesy copy is just a copy delivered to chambers of something that was filed.
Okay, well, the attorney says the following to me when I asked him for a copy. Because I think the judge...
Can I put you on hold for just a second?
Yeah.
waiting.
Okay, so I got a letter from the attorney stating he was attaching that stuff to the judge. Shouldn't that letter be on the docket?
Not unless it's filed. I mean, as you might imagine, are you a party in this case?
Yeah, I'm pro se.
So, as you might imagine, all kinds of things happen off the docket, like all of your discovery efforts and everything. That stuff is not usually part of the docket because that's done between the parties and not filed.
But this was sent to the judge. This is a letter to the judge.
Okay. If it's not filed, it doesn't get on the docket.
But this went to the judge with evidence and stuff in it, a three-ring binder. What constitutes a filing?
You have to file it. That's what constitutes a filing.
Okay, so I asked him to send me copies of that, and he responded the following. You have all filed documents I sent to the judge as courtesy copies in binders. All our documents filed and served by the ECF with the file timestamps on them. Again, simply courtesy copies of filed pleadings on summary judgment to the judge per his standing orders, which are on his webpage. So, wouldn't the letter that he sent to you as a courtesy copy, as you said, would be filed?
No. The pleadings would be filed.
But the courtesy copy and the letter that goes with it wouldn't be.
Right. No, the courtesy copy is just a copy of what was filed that's delivered to the judge's chambers rather than filed. That's what a courtesy copy is. A letter attaching that is not anything. That's just, you know, here you go, judge. Here's your courtesy copy.
Okay. Is there a record of that?
A record of what?
Of that he submitted that to the court and... You know, the problem here is I got the letter from him saying, here, judge, here's this three-ring binder, but I didn't get a three-ring binder. I don't know what he gave the judge.
Well, if you look, there's docket entries on there, right? So those docket entries, they reflect what was filed.
Well, I don't know if the copy he gave the judge is reflective of those filings.
That is part of the rule. That's the way it's supposed to work.
What rule?
A courtesy copy is simply a copy of what was filed.
Do you send that to all the parties, though? Do you send that to all the parties?
No, those are the judge's courtesy copies. By filing them, the parties get those things.
Well, what if there's already been fraud in my case and by attorneys, and I'm very concerned that, you know, somebody sent me a copy of a letter that said attached our binders. I didn't get those binders to confirm that those are the actual pleadings that are filed with the court. Or if they're missing evidence, or if they're missing, you know, whatever. Wouldn't that be kind of, isn't that kind of lopsided that we don't get a copy?
No, I mean,
what if a page is different? I mean, there's so much that could go. In fact, I've even noticed him that he told the judge that there was a 1,000-page exhibit, and the exhibit's actually 7,202 pages. So that's also wrong. And plus, I also noticed that today I got a letter saying I had misstated the case number, and I just copied his case number that he puts on his pleadings, but he's never been noticed that he's filing the wrong case number, and I got noticed. And it's on this letter, and it's very bothersome. Meaning, how do I show that the judge just reviewed the proper filings that were given to him?
Because the judge reviews the docket entry. So if there is something on the docket, the judge will see that.
Well, how do I know?
If it's not on the docket, he's not going to see that.
Well, if it's on the docket, but he's reviewing a binder that somebody put together and altered pages, wouldn't that have a possibility of occurring right there?
No.
Did you check if the courtesy copy conformed to the filed copy by any chance?
No. As an officer of the court, that would be something that would be incumbent upon a lawyer to ensure.
I just have an officer of the court in Florida testifying under oath that he fraudulently altered my mother's trust document and sent it to our attorney. So this is the case we're dealing with here. There's mass fraud. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. And I would assume...
All I can tell you is that the documents that are filed on the docket, those are the official record of the pleadings.
But you can't
so
tell me if...
we would look at.
But you don't know if Judge Blakey looked at the courtesy binder copy.
I don't need to know that. I know that we look at the official record that's on the docket.
So what does the courtesy copy actually do?
So the courtesy copy is for the court's convenience. Of anything that's super voluminous and difficult to use online, we might want to have a hard copy bound there for us to look at.
Well, how do I know that
the official record?
How do I know that wasn't used? See, on every other courtesy copy I've gotten in a court case, I get all the attachments, everything that the judge gets.
So the courtesy copies have the when something is filed, you've probably seen how that timestamp goes across the top. It has the case number, the docket entry number, and the number of pages on it. That's the official record of that. So if it's on the docket that way, then we would know. Each page is marked. So
well, this is a case. This is a case where the notary public of the law firm was arrested and prosecuted.
I don't care about any of that. You asked me a question about the procedural, the way it works, and I'm answering your question.
Well, so what's the procedure?
You can go look on the docket.
Okay.
You can look on the docket and look across the top there. There's a stamp on each page that tells you, you know, page 1 of 6 or whatever, right? So, for example, if I go on your case, and I look at the docket entry, across the top it says case, and it has the case number,
right,
the docket number, the date it was filed, and page 1 of 10, or whatever it is, with a page ID number. That's the official record, and that's what we would use.
Okay, well, first of all, that contradicts what you said. You said you could use the courtesy copy if it was voluminous, and this one is voluminous. So I'm going to assume that you may have used that in Judge Blakey may have. His order is actually
so... You can assume whatever you want. I'm telling you we use the official record when we handle our cases.
Will you
would be the official record.
Will you actually...
And a courtesy copy is supposed to conform to that. If it doesn't, and you find that out, then you would need to do what you need to do on that. But we're not going to do anything on it.
Well, here's what I'm asking. Isn't it an ex parte communication where you send a judge a document with exhibits and then you don't send the other parties?
It's not an ex parte communication to provide a courtesy copy. It's the judge's standing order. It's what's required. And there are certain circumstances where it's required.
Do the other parties in the case have to be given a copy of the courtesy copy?
No, because they're given what's filed automatically by being counsel of record. So that should be the exact same thing. And as far as we're concerned, it is the exact same thing. So
I'm confused how somebody could tell the judge there's an exhibit of 1,000 pages when it's 7,000 pages. And I don't know if they're even giving him the same things. So now I don't know if the copy you have that is a courtesy copy that may or may not have been used is the actual record that's on file with the court. And if it was...
Okay, well, we use the actual record that's on file. We use the formal copies of the pleadings. That's what we use. So that's the official record of what happens in the case. That's what we use. That's what the parties use. That's why there's a number. And
so I would have to basically file a motion to confirm that courtesy copy was not used in this decision.
No, you don't. I'm telling you that we use the official record.
So you're confirming that Judge Blakey never looked at that binder.
Judge Blakey uses the official record of pleadings when he is deciding cases. That's what he looks at. That's the official record of what consists of the case.
Well, you mean he looks at it from his computer, or does he make a binder? How does that work? I mean, I just want to confirm that this binder was not a part of his review of the record. So I would have to put that in motion.
So I'll tell you again that we use the official record of what's on the docket. So if there is something on the docket, we've looked at it.
So what do you use the
courtesy? If it's not on the docket, we haven't looked at it.
Okay, let's say they're all on the docket. That's in the binder, and they all have stamps, but somebody went in and fraudulently altered that binder's documents. Would Judge Blakey confirm each page and make sure they're identical? Do you have some kind of computer algorithm?
The way we would do that is by looking at the timestamp, which I just described to you, or the page, you know, with the case number and the pages and all of that. That's the official record.
So you wouldn't be getting that from the binder, correct?
A courtesy copy is supposed to have that on it. We're supposed to get a copy of something after it's filed. So the courtesy copies will all have those on them as well.
Well, how can I verify that if I don't have a copy of the binder?
You can look at the docket.
Well, I know, but how do I know that the binder that you're looking at that you say has the stamps on it has all the proper stamps and pleadings if I don't have a copy? I mean, in every other case, when I get a courtesy copy from a lawyer to a judge, I get everything they sent, the attachments, everything. This, I just got a cover letter. When I asked for the attachments, the binders, I got this letter that, you know, go pound dirt. So right now,
I'll just tell you that courtesy copies are copies of what has been filed on the record.
Oh, can
so
I?
The official record.
Right. Can I get a copy from you of the courtesy copy binders, please?
No, but you can look on the docket.
No, that the docket's different than the binder. I want to make sure that binder is exactly what was filed. So I need to do...
I think we're at a point where I am done communicating the information that I have that I think can help you. If you think you need something more, then I would suggest that you file a motion.
Okay, so so let me ask you that. I'll file the motion, and I basically should request that the attorney who sent you that courtesy copy provide us a identical courtesy copy with all exhibits, basically. Correct?
I can't tell you how to proceed.
Okay.
All I can tell you is that a courtesy copy is a copy of what was filed on the docket. They would be identical.
But I get you're saying all that. I get you're saying all that, but you're missing my point. The point
no,
is
I'm not
if
missing your point.
You are.
I'm not missing your point at all.
You are. If you got a courtesy copy that has some defect, I cannot see it because I did not get a courtesy copy, and that seems like an ex parte kind of communication.
It's not an ex parte. It's providing a copy at the request of the judge's order, as instructed by the judge's order. It's a copy.
And you don't have to serve that on every party?
You would get served with it when it's filed on the docket.
I didn't get served. I didn't get served the courtesy copy.
It's simply a copy dropped off in chambers after it's filed. So they're identical.
Well, you don't. I don't know they're identical. That's the problem. I'd like to know.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. I've conveyed all the information I can, and that's really all I can help you with. Thank you. Bye-bye.